Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Samach Dalet. The Mishnah says at the bottom of Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Haisa Lamuda Li Yisraya Yom Tezvav, if a woman was rogil to see on day 15, which the Gemara explains on Daf Lamed Tesamad Alv, that means day 15 from her Tvila, which is day 22 from her last Riyah, because it can't mean day 15 from her last Riyah, because Ein Isha Kaivas Vest Bimei Zivasa. We know that in the cycle of a woman, she first has 7 days of Yemei Nida and then 11 days of Yemei Ziva, which the Mishnah says at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that Kol Yud Aleph Yoim, Kol Achad Oser Yoim Becheskas Taira. In those 11 days, a woman is Becheskas Taira, and the Gemara explains on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph that Rav Huna Bar Chiyo Mar Shmuel Loi Mar Sheina Kaivas Lo Ves Besoich Yemei Zivasa. She cannot be Kaivaya Ves during Yemei Zivasa, during those 11 days. So, what does our Mishnah mean when it says Yom Tesvav? It doesn't mean 15 days after the Riyah. Rather, says the Gemara, means 15 days from the Litvilasa, which is 22 days from the last Riyah. So she was Rogil to see on day 22, Vishinsa Liyasuraya Liyam Chaf, and then she changed to see on day 20, which means again day 20 from her Tfilo, which is day 27 from the Riyah. Zeba Zeh Asur, and then both days are Asur, she has to be Chayshish for day 22, because that was her Veskavua, and she also has to be Chayshish for day 27. Rashi earlier on the Amud is Masber, in Dibra Maschel Zeba Zeh, that Uchshayagia Yom Esrim Nami Te Oser Shema Me'achshav Tikva Vest Liyom Esrim, because maybe she will be Kaveya Vest for 20. The reason why a Vest Sheinu Kavua Asers is because maybe she is starting a new Vest. Maybe she will come to make a Vest Kavua of 20, and that's why she's already Oser now. Shinso Pamayim Liyom Chav, if she changed twice to day 20, still zeva zasur. In shinso gimel pa'amim liyayim chav, hutar tesva v'kava liyayim chav, shein isha kaivas lo vest atcha tikve eno gimel pa'amim, ve'eno mitaheres mina vest atcha te'oker mimeno gimel pa'amim. She cannot be established a vest until she's kaveya it three times, and she cannot uproot a vest until she is oiker it three times. Taisvis in Baba Kama daf lamed zayin omid beis is mechiach from this Mishnah that for a vest haflaga you need 4 riyas. Since by a vest haflaga, l'mashal in this Mishnah, she's being kaveya a new vest of 27, and until now she was seeing 22, so she needs 3 times that she sees 27 in order to be kaveya vest. So that means her last Riyah of 22, that's a Riyah. From that, she has to be Maflig 27, and then again 27, and then again 27. So you need 4 Riyas to be Kaveya Vest Haflaga, because it's the Seif Chav Zayin Yoim, that's Kaveya the Vest. So the first Riyah doesn't count towards the 3 Riyas that are being Kaveya Avest. That's just a Hechitimtza. So now when she's Maflig, Chav Zayin Yoim, and then another Chav Zayin Yoim, and then another Chav Zayin Yoim, you have a kviyas vest of chav zayin yoyim. When azoyiz mevur in shulchan aruch yeredeya simen kuf pei tes sif beis keitzad kivatoi kigain shetira arba arba paamim ubeinehem shloishos manim shavin kigain shero aso hayoyim ulesayif esrim yoyim pam acheres. Void the safe esrim yoyim, void the safe esrim yoyim, vizen nikra vesta haflogos. Well, a kach tzricha arba riyos, sharia rishoina eino min aminyin. Lefisha eino bahaflogo. That first riyo was not seen with this haflogo. So, you need four riyos because the first riyo does not count. However, the Ramban shita is a shita mechudeshes. The Ramban over here in Chidushim holds that a vest haflog is enough with just three riyas. The Mishnah says you need four riyas. That's because of the svar of Lamuda Shaini. That's because since she had a previous vest of Tesvav, so if she's just gonna have two times chaf, so that last Tesvav looks like it's part of the old Seder of Tesvav. So it cannot be used towards the first one of the three of Haflaga. But let's say an Isha would see for the first time in her life, and then she would see again the Saif Chaf, and then again the Saif Chaf. The Shita Saramban is that you could be Mitzarif the first Riyah towards the Vest Haflaga, and three Riyas is enough. The Svar of the Ramban is Tzarech Bir, because L'chaira, she was only Maflig two times. The Saif Chaf, which was Geirim, was only Geirim twice. For Chazaka, you need three times. We passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you need three times to establish a Chazaka, a vest. So how could the Ramban say that for a vest haflaga, three Rias is enough? This is Tzarech Bir. Moving on to the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, "Itmar ro aso yom chamisha aso lechaydish zev, yom tezayin lechaydish zev, yom shiva aso lechaydish zev." Rav Amar kavol aves ledilug, uShmuel Amar ad sheteshalish bedilug. Neimor Rav uShmuel beplukto de Rebbe v'Rabban Shimon Gamliel kamiflegi. The Tanya nisus l'rishay numeis. If she married the first one and he died, l'sheni umeis l'shlishi loytina say divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that she has a chazaka to be a katlonis, that her husbands die after two times it already is established, so she cannot get married to a third person. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer legimel tinase ledalid leitinase, to establish a cheskas katlonis, you need three times. So the Gemara thinks that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is telling the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rav holds like Rebbe, and that's why he says when she saw in 15, 16, 17, on three different chadashim, she's kaveh vest ledilo, because she was medalik two times. That's enough to establish a vest. And Shmuel holds like Rabban Shimon and Gamliel that you need three times. And that the Gemara says, loy, the kulei alma ki Rabban Shimon Gamliel, everyone holds like Rabban Shimon Gamliel that you need three times. So hacha b'hacha miflegi, Rav sovar chamisha asar mimenyana, Ushmul Sovar Kivon de Lav Bedilu Khazise Lav Miminyonahu. Rav holds that day 15 can be counted as part of the three. And Shmuel holds since day 15 was not seen Bedilug, that cannot be counted as one of the three. So she's going to need four times. Taisvis in Dibra Maschel Itmar, and also Taisvis in Baba Kamal, Lamazainum at Bays, prove from this Gemara that you see that there's a concept of Vest HaChodesh. There's no Mefurish HaMishnah in Mesechta Nida to the concept of Vest HaChodesh. For example, the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom is dealing with the Vest of Haflogos, where she is Maflig, she was seeing every 22 days, and now she switches to see every 27 days. But what about, is there such a thing as an Isha being Kaveh Vest by seeing a specific day in the month, every month? Let's say she sees every Rosh Chodesh. Is she Kaveh Vest for Rosh Chodeshim? Zaktaisis, from our Gemara, you see that there's a concept of the day of the month playing a role in being Kaveh Vest. because the whole shayla over here is because she saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Yodzayin. If she would have seen three times Aktosis, Perish, Davka B'chiyai Gav, Navel Rasa B'gimel Chadoshim, Oy B'beiz L'chaydesh, Oy B'echod, L'kulei Alma Ein Tzorech Yeser. And Tosfos proves this also from the Gemara at the end of Anos Kusim, where the case was where she saw Reish Yarcha V'Reish Yarcha, and then she saw again on Chav Hela Chaydish, and then again on Reish Chaydish, that we say, Domi Yaseiri Hu Di Tosfuba. We say that she's Kaveya Aves for Reish Chaydish, and this that she saw on Chav He early was just Domim Yaseirim, extra dam of her Rias Reish Chaydish. So Tosfos says, you see there's a concept of being Kaveya Aves for Rosh Chadoshim. And it's also Mavur like this in the Braisa at the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, according to the way Rashi learns that we're talking about the Yom HaChodesh over there, and the Ravid learns like that as well in Balei HaNefesh, Simen Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. When Azayis Gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch Yerideo, Simen Kuf Pei Tesiv, Vav, Kishem Shekevas, Vest, Behaflaga, Miyomim Shavim, Vishainom Shavim, Kach Kevas, Bimei HaChodesh. There's such a thing as a Vest HaChodesh. As we will see, the Ramban over here in Chidushim argues vehemently on this concept of Vest HaChodesh. He holds there's only such a thing as a Vest HaFlaga, and he's madche all these three rayas that the Rishonim bring to Vest HaChodesh. But most Rishonim nem on that there is such a concept of Vest HaChodesh, and that's what's going on over here in the Gemara. Had she seen three times on Tesvav Avada, that would have been Kaveya Vest. But over here, she saw on Tesvav Nisan, Tezayin Iyar, Yudzayin Sivan, and the question is that already Kaveya Vest? So as we said in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rav says she is Kaveya Vest, and Shmuel says she needs an additional Riyah of Yudches, that's totally the Machloikis Rebbe and Rav Shem Gamliel, whether there's a Kviyas Vest with two times or you need three times. The Gemara in the Maskana says everyone holds that you need three times. But Rav holds that Tesvav is part of the three, and Shmuel says no, since Tesvav was not seen B'dilug, so that can't be counted as one of the three. So the Chayra, the Svara of Shmuel, is very move on. She has to establish a Chazaka for Dilug. Tesvav, that first Ria, was not seen by Dilug. That was just a Ria Ba'alma. It was not a Dilug from the previous month. She has to be Machzik, the Inyan of Dilug, three times. So she has to see Tezayin, Yudzayin, and Yudches. Just like we said before by Haflaga, you need four Rias for Haflaga, because the first Ria is just a Hechitimtza, to then say that I saw, that she saw Chavzayin, Chavzayin, Chavzayin. So too over here, the first Ria is just a Hechitimtza, so that now I see that by the second Ria of Tezayin, I see Dilug number one. So now I still need a Yud Zayin for Dilug number two and Yud Ches for Dilug number three. Now she was Machzik, she was Meichiach, she proved to us that she's Medalig. So now she's Kaveya Vest. But what's the Pshat in Rav that Tesvav is Mimin Yana? So the Rishonim say a Shprach, the Rashba, the Ramban, that Rav holds that Metchilosa L'Dilug Kivna, that from the beginning she was going in the direction of Dilug. It's Tzarech Bir. What do they mean? The Ran is Maisif, and he says, Deho igloi milsa sha'isoi hayoim goyrim levesha yavai. That now it's revealed to us that that day was goyrim leves to come. Meaning to say, that since after the Ria of Tesvav, she saw another two times B'dilug on Tezayin and Yudzayin, so now we look back retroactively and we say that that Ria of Tesvav was also Nigremes Machmas the Yoy Machaydish. Now that we see that she saw in Tezayin and Yudzayin, we say, oh, now we understand what's the Pshat in that Ria of Tesvav. That was also the Yoy Machaydish that was Goyrimit. Tesvav Nisan was Goyrim, the Ria that she saw within Chodesh Nisan. Tazayin Iyar was Goyrim that Riyah, and Yud Zayin was Goyrim the third Riyah. So now we have a Seder of three Riyas. A Seder of Tesvav, Tazayin, Yud Zayin, and therefore it's a vest. L'chayra, we could be Moisev Beer, that the whole Yisoid of the concept of Chazaka in Shas, the Achroinim are Masber, the Kaivetzaharis and Haisophis and Simon Beis, that as long as something didn't happen three times, we could be Toila, that maybe it was just a Mikra Ba'alma. It happened to come out like that. And there's no Siba, there's no, nothing that we could point our finger at that's known to us, that's the cause of this thing. But once the Mikra happened three times, then min hastam, we say it's not a mikra anymore. That's not a mikra. A mikra, a happening, just doesn't happen again and again. Ki a mikra lo yasmid. Rather, it's one siba that's goyrim everything. The Yudua Dika Dugma that Achroinim say for this is the Gemara in Chagigo Daf Gimel Amid Beis that says, Tanu Rabbanan Ezehu Shoita, who's considered a Shoita? Hayotze yechidi ba'alayla, someone who goes out alone at night. V'halon be'beis hakvaris, someone that sleeps in the beis hakvaris. V'amekareas ksusay. And the Gemara says, itmar avuna omar adshihu kulon be'vasachas. He has to do all of them. And the Gemara says, what's taka the pshat? Why does he have to do all of them? Why isn't one enough? Zokta Gemara, because if a person just was yotze yechidi ba'alayla, I could say Amor Gandripas Achte. I could say some sort of sickness chapped him. And if a person was Lon Bebeis Akvaris, Amor Kadesha Tishra Lov Ruach Tomahu de Kovid. If a person was just Mikareas Ksusai, Amor Ba Machshavaisu, Bakivan Davdinu Lakulu, Havaluhu, Kimisha Nogachshar, Chamor Vigomol, Vanasamud Lakoil. But once he did all three, then he's like someone, it's like an animal that gored Sharcha Margama, that it became a Mu'ud Lakoil. Now we say he's a Shaita. So if he did just one of them, we could give an excuse. If he did all three, then we say he's a Shaita. So Motu Be Midrasha, I believe Hashem Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim was bothered, and now that he did all three, so why can't you Viter say that he was Lon Bebeis HaKvaris in order that it was Tishra Olav Ruach HaTumah? He was Yotze Yechidi Ba'alayla because Gandripas Achte. And he was Mikarei Esksusa, he says he's a Baal Machshavais. Why once it's three times, now you say that he's a Shaita? Zok Rav Chaim, that it's better to say one teretz to answer the three kashas than to say three separate terutzim on the three kashas. We have a kasha on this mensch. Why is he doing such strange things? So if he just did one, so we could give a teretz af an art. He wants the Ruach HaTumah to come on him. He wants Gandripa Sachte, or he's a Baal Machshavis. That's only if it happened once or twice. Once it happened three times, then we say it's much more mistaver to say that there's one connecting Siba that we can say to farteich everything over here. It's better to say one pshat, one teretz in your three kashas on this mensch than to say three separate terutzim on the three kashas. The Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta in Baba Basra, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph in the Hashmotei Sumiluim says this pshat as well. So l'chayra, that's the Svara of Rav. The Svara of Rav is that when I have three riyas of Tezvav, Tezayin, Yodzayin, and I have a choice, should I just say that these are three mikrim? It happened to be that in one month she saw on Tesvav, and it happened to be the next month she saw on Tezayin, and it happens to be the next month she saw on Yudzayin? Or do I step back and say that once I see Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, I see a pattern over here. I see that Yom Tesvav was Goyrim in Nisan, Yom Tezayin was the Goyrim in Iyar, Yom Yud Zayin was the Goyrim in Sivan. I see that she stelled avek a pattern over here. And that's l'chayra what the Ran means. That the ho'igloi milso sha'isai hayoim Goyrim l'veshe yavai. That looking back, once you see a Tezayin and Yud Zayin, you look back at the Tezvav and you say, oh, Now I have a beer, I have the pshat and that tesvav. It was taka the tesvav that was gairim, and the tezayin in the next month, and the yudzayin in the next month. So I connect the dots, and I say that now she was keveya vest, hachaydesh bedilug. But Shmuel holds, what does it help you that you connected the dots, that now you see that there's a tesvav, tezayin, yudzayin? Seif kol seif, you're trying to be machzik that now she will see the next month on Yud Ches. But she only was medaleg twice. So, very nice that she saw Tezvav Tezayin Yud Zayin. Good, so there's a seder here. But seif kol seif, you were never machzik the dilug. The dilug only happened twice. You want to be machzik that the next chodesh she's going to see on Yud Ches. What's telling you that she's going to see on Yud Ches? She still, Seif Kol Seif, is only medaleg twice. Only if she sees on Yud Ches also. So now she was machzik the dilug three times. Now we have to be chayshish that she will see on Yud Ches. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. Rashi, at the top of the Amud, says, Kabbal aves le dilug, v'asura le'yom Yud Ches le'chaydish revi, what does Rashi mean with this v'chein la'olam? We can say one of two pshatim. One pshat is that the Badei HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Siv Zayin and the Biurim brings a machloikis, what happens at the end of the chodesh. She's seeing every month, she's Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chof. What happens when you get to the end of the month? Does the vest end? Or does it go now back to Aleph? L'mashal, let's say she saw on Lamed of a certain month. So do we say that now she will not see the next month at all? She'll see in the next month on Aleph, and then it will continue to Beis and Gimel. Or do we say that once she gets to the end of the Chodesh, that's it, the vest ends? This is a machloikis achrayim. So l'chayra, we could be medayik from the lashon Rashi that says v'chein la'olam, that it goes forever. That Rashi is coming to say that yes, it continues to Aleph Beis. The Sefer Imrei Avram brings b'shem the Chazanish, that the Chazanish said that by the end of the chodesh it ends. From this Rashi, l'chayra would be a makar, not like that Chazanish. The Bach in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sifkotin Tes, says a different shat in Rashi, that what Rashi's coming to say is that what would be the din if, let's say, she sees Yud Ches and Chodesh Revi, Yud Tes and Chodesh Chamishi, and then let's say in the sixth month, she didn't see on Chaf. What's the din in the seventh month? Which day is she chayshish for? Is she chayshish for Chaf Aleph? Or do you say no? Well, she never saw in Chaf. So he wants to say that's what Rashi means by v'chein lo'olam. V'chein lo'olam means that even if she skips a month, she still has to be chayshish in the next month, ki'ilu, in the last month she saw on the day that she was supposed to see. So if in the fifth month was Yud Tes, the sixth month was supposed to be Chaf, even though she didn't see in the sixth month on Chaf, she will still be chayshish for Yom Chaf Aleph in the seventh month. That's what Rashi means by v'chein la'olam. If you learn like the Bach, then it wouldn't be a raya from Rashi, necessarily not like the Chazanish. That's not what Rashi was coming to say. Rashi was coming to say this knetch of the Bach, that even if she skips a month, you still have to be chayshish. But maybe still, the fact that Rashi said v'chein la'olam, maybe you can see both things in the Rashi. Sai, like the Bach is saying, that even if she skips a month, and also that even when the month ends, it goes forever. Rashi says, v'chein la'olam. So even if you learn like the Bach, it could still be that we have a mekar from Rashi, not like that din of the Chazanish. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. As we mentioned earlier in the shir, many Rishonim, the Taisvis by us, Taisvis and Baba Kamal, Amad Zayin, Amad Beis, the Ravid and Bali Anefesh, Artikun Avestis, Simon Gimel, Sif Beis, the Rashba, many Rishonim say that there's a concept of Vest HaChodesh. And they prove it from our Gemara. You see from our Gemara, the whole Nidan is Tezvav, Tezayin, Yod Zayin. Had it been three Rias of Tezvav, everyone would agree that three Rias are enough. The whole issue over here is because she was Medalik, so Shmuel holds, she has to establish the Diluk three times. But had she seen three times on Tezvav, Avada, she's Kaveh Aves for Tezvav. The Ravid in Balei HaNefesh in Shartikun Aves, the Siman Gimel Sif Bey says that you have to learn that the Gemara is talking about Vest HaChodesh. You can't learn that our Gemara is dealing over here by Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin with the concept of Vest HaFloga, which is the amount of days between Tezvav of this month and Tezayin in the next month, because then you wouldn't have a Dilug B'Haflaga. You wouldn't have a Haflaga that's building up days every month. L'mashal, if all the months are Malayim, then all the Haflagas are going to be the same of Lamed Beis Yoyim. If all these months are Chaserim, then they're all going to be the same, they're Lamed Aleph Yoyim. If you have one Malay and one Chaser, and then again one Malay, so then the Malay is going to be a Haflog of Lamed Beis, and then when you have a Chaser, that's going to be a Haflog of Lamed Aleph, and then when you have a Malay again, it's going to be back to Lamed Beis. We don't have a pattern over here of her building up days, more days as she goes along. It's a Lamed Beis to a Lamed Aleph to a Lamed Beis to a Lamed Aleph. Zok deraivid, so you have to say that what we're talking about over here is the concept of Vest HaChodesh. There's such a thing as a Vest HaChodesh that's Mesuder, that's Beshoveh, Tezvav, 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 or Reish Chodesh, Reish Chodesh, Reish Chodesh. But over here we have a Yoim HaChodesh Bedilug. So Rav says, just like Yoim HaChodesh, a regular Yoim HaChodesh is three times, this is also three times. And Shmuel says, no, this is more like a Haflaga, that just like a Haflaga needs four times, because the first Riyah is just a Hechitimsa to see the Haflaga. Over here also, the Tezvav is just a Hechitimsa to see the Dilug in the next month, but she has to be Machzik, the Dilug, three times, so she's going to need a Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. However, the Ramban is Kofer HaKoil on the whole concept of Vest HaChodesh, and he says, Aloshin v'koyre ani al atzmi mikro zeh, plio das mimeni niskevo lo yuchalo. A pasuk in Tehillim, Kuflam et Tesvav. The Ramban says it's a pelet de gezach to say such a thing. V'chi avest mazel yoyim goyrim, oy mazel shah goyrim, that you're going to say the yoyim HaChodesh causes it? When it comes to Haflaga Yishavos, that makes sense. Shekvar Nismale Sa'osa Shalzu. That her dam, there's a buildup of dam within her, and now that the dam built up, now it's ready to come out, it comes out. V'chein Darkon Shal Nashim Kulon. Ela Sheyeheshi Pura Goyrim Temahu. But to say that the Shofar of Bezdin, the Kvius of Bezdin, when Bezdin is Mekadesh the Chodesh, and they blow the Shofar on Reish Chodesh, that's going to be Goyrim Hariyah. That's a Dover Tomua. The Ro'ah in the Berak HaBayis brings down in Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel, in the Berak HaBayis, he brings down this Kash of the Ramban, and he says, Abul Adoineinu Meiri Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, Yeshlei bozeh kushe gedoylem mevatelis kol zeh v'oymer she'i efshir she'yuhu in yonei havestis nitlin b'kiddush ha'chaydesh she'ein ha'shofer she'toiken by goyrim v'loi kiddush shalonu she'mekatshe noisei goyrim v'i efshir loymar she'levest kozeh yischadish dover b'gufa v'tira v'zu kushe chazoka se'seres b'birur. So the Ramban and the Ro'ah is masking with the Ramban. They're saying that how could there be such a thing that the kvius vest of an isha is mitla tali in the kvius of Bezdin when Bezdin was mekadesh the chaydish? There could be all kinds of factors that could affect Bezdin being mekadesh the chaydish. What if there was a cloudy night and the Edom could not see the levana b'shas the meilid and Bezdin had to be ma'aber the chodesh? They had to make an extra day in the chodesh. So now Reish Chodesh is a day later, so Tesvav is a day later. So you're telling me now the body of the Isha knows that it's Tesvav? Oh, so now Tesvav is Geirim? how could the kviyus of Beis Din in being mekadosh the chodesh, how could that affect the teva of an isha? And because of this kasha, the Ramban is koifer akoil on the whole concept of vest hachodesh. So what's the pshatak and the other rishonim that say that there is such a thing as vest hachodesh? Comes along the Rashba in Mishmeres HaBayis, in Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel, and says that it's not a kasha. The Vadai Shipura Garim, Shekol Masha Bezdin Shalamato Oisim, Bezdin Shalamailo Maskimen Imohem. Whatever Bezdin Shalamato does, Bezdin Shalamailo is masking with them. Dichsiv Asher Tikru Oisom, Asher Tikru Atem, V'mayadom. And he says, he tells Tzu, the famous Yerushalmi in Ksubis, Perak Aleph, at the end of Halacha Beis, that says, goes on the Pasuk in Tehillim Nun Zayin Gimel, Ekra Le'lokim Elyoin, Lokel Goymer Oloi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshana, the Teva of the Bria, Al Pi the Kfiyus Bezdin. That we know that a Bas Gimel Shonim V'yayim Echad, that was Nivala, is Ein Besuleha Chayzrim. Her Besulim don't come back. But Nimnu Bezdin V'ibru Es HaShonah, what if Bezdin were Ma'abr the Shana Besuleha Chayzrim? Havi Lokel Geimer Oloi. That if a girl, her birthday was, let's say, Aleph Nisan. So if Bezdin wouldn't have been Ma'abr the Shana, and would have come Aleph Nisan, and then somebody would live with her, it would be Ein Besuleha Chayzrin. But if Beis Din decides to be Ma'abr the Shana, and they make an extra Adar, and now somebody would live with her in that second Adar, would be Is Besuleha Chayzrin. So you see that the Teva of the Bria changes according to what Beis Din Shalamato is Kaveya. Beis Din Shalamailo is masking with Beis Din Shalamato, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meshana, the Teva of the Bria, according to the Kfiyus of Beis Din. V'meila Zokta Rashba, that the same thing is, Legabi the Teva of Vestis, that when Beis Din is Mekadosh L'Chodesh, now the Teva of the Olam is Misnayig Al Pi this Kfiyus, and it's Shayach, such a thing, that Rosh Chodesh could be a Goyrim for a Ria. A Tesvav L'Chodesh could be Goyrim a Ria. An amazing Metzius. What's pshat in the Ramban? The Ramban's also maskim that the Yerushalmi says that Besuleha Chayzrim is Tolui in the Kfiyus of Beis Din. So why wasn't the Ramban willing to hear such a thing over here? Zokta Chsam Seifer in Shuvis in Chele Gimel, Simen Vav, Dibra HaMaschel Aval Nira, that the Teva is not Mishtane except by things that are Kvuim Umuchlotim Bebriya. Then if the Teva will not be Mishtana, Al Pi the Kfiyus of Beis Din, then there would be a stira between the Kfiyus Beis Din and the Teva. The Mashal. The Metzius is that a girl that's Bas Gimel Shonim V'yayim Echad is Ein Besuleha Chayzrin. If before she's Gimel Shonim V'yayim Echad, it's Besuleha Chayzrin. So if her birthday is on Aleph Nisan, and Beis Din is Ma'aber the Shana, so now it's not Aleph Nisan, if you're going to say that Ein Besuleha Chayzrim, if somebody lived with her in Adar Sheni, so then you're telling me that the Kfiyus of Beis Din is a stira to the Teva. Because Beis Din said she's not 3 years old yet. And the Teva is saying Ein Besuleha Chayzrim. So over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this nace, he's Meshana the Teva, Al Pi the Kfiyus of Beis Din, that there shouldn't be a stira between the Kfiyus of Beis Din and the Teva, that a girl that's less than Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad is Besuleha Chayzrim. Mashenkin, when it comes to Vestis, there's no two Noshim that are the same in their vest. And even within the Isha herself, she doesn't always see the same time. So Mehecha Tesi to be Toile in the Shipura, in the Tkiya Shofar of Beis Din, in the Kviyas of Beis Din of Rosh Chodesh. What's the Tzairich for this Nes? What's wrong if we'll say that she didn't see every month on Tesvav? There's something wrong with that? Isha has to see every month on Tesvav? So mehechatesi that Hashem should be Mishana the Teva, make this Nes, in order that it should come out that all her riyos are on Tesvav. And if she'll see three times on Tesvav, we'll say that it's merely coincidental. There's no reason to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make such a Nes that, to say that Tesvav should be a Geirim. So therefore, as we said, the Ramban is Kofar HaKoyl on the whole concept of Vest HaChodesh. So if so, how's the Ramban learn our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Ra'aso yom chamish osur l'chodesh zeh, v'yom tazayin l'chodesh zeh, v'yom shiva osur l'chodesh zeh. Rav says she's kavala vest l'dilug, and Shmuel says you need a fourth time. But what's going on? There's no such thing as vest ha'chodesh b'chlal. So there's different mahalchim in the Rishonim how to explain our Gemara l'fi this shitas haramban, that there's no such thing as a vest ha'chodesh. The Ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis says that the Gemara is not referring to the 15th of the Chodesh and the calendar day, but rather it's going on the Merchak HaZman from the Moilad HaLevana. So it means that if she saw 15 days from the Moilad, and then the next month she saw 16 days from the Moilad, and the next month she saw 17 days from the Moilad. So then, Rav says she's Kaveh Aves L'Dilug, and Shmuel says she needs an additional month, she needs to see in the next month 18 days from the Meilad. That's up the Ra'ah, that makes sense. If you're talking from the Meilad, that makes sense, that a certain amount of time from the Meilad, that causes her to see. The whole problem of the Ramban was that how could it be that the Kfius of Bezdin, that the calendar day is Kaveya Haria. You could have a month when the moon was blocked and they couldn't see the Meilad. So the Bezdin had to be Ma'abar the Chodesh. So now, a day which could have been Beis L'Chodesh ends up being Aleph L'Chodesh. That, Zokter Ramban, is not Mistaver that the Kfiyas Bezdin should play a role in the Teva of the Isha. But if you're talking about the Merchak from the Meilad, that makes sense. That's how the Ra'ah learns. The Tosis Rid is Madche, the Lashon of Chodesh. And La Chodesh Zeh doesn't mean the month, it means the first time. Pam Rishayna means the first time that she saw Bahaflaga was a Haflaga of 15. Either it means 15 days from her last Riyah, or it means 15 days from the Tefillah. Like the Gemara says on Lamed Tesamad Aleph, Legabi the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that Tesvav means Tesvav from Litvilasa, Kach Kach. But it doesn't mean day 15 of the month. It means 15 days from her last Riyah or from her Tvila. And then she saw the next time 16 days from the Riyah or Tvila. And then 17 days from the Riyah or Tvila. So it taka means Haflaga. The Gemara Taka doesn't mean Chodesh, it means Haflaga. And on that, Rav is saying that once she has a Haflaga of 15, and then a Haflaga of 16, then a Haflaga of 17, she's Kaveya Vest. And Shmuel says, no, she has to be Mishalish B'Dilug. The first 15 doesn't count, because that wasn't a Dilug, that was just a regular Haflaga. It was Haflaga of 15. She needs to be Medaleg three times. You need a flog of 16, then a flog of 17, and a flog of 18. The Ramban himself has a Mechudish Dikim Mahalach. It's schwer to understand what the Ramban is saying. We'll say over what the Ramban says and what schwer with what he's saying. The Ramban says, Ulufidaiti baniusi lo yofa kivnu horishoinim bachiluke havestis. Shani oimer ein vest elo la haflaga shava. I hold there's only such a thing as a vest when it's a haflaga shava, when it's an equal haflaga. Lefisha ha'irach bizmana huba mismale v'neifetzes lizmana kavua. That is the teva of bnei Adam that a woman sees after a certain amount of days. And that's the only way you can have a vest. And this that it says in the Gemara that she saw Tezvav b'chodesh zeh, Tezayin b'chodesh zeh, Yudzayin b'chodesh zeh, Zok the Ramban, we're talking about where all the chadoshim were shavim. They were either all meleim or all chaserim. And therefore, the haflaga is an equal haflaga. If the chadoshim are meleim, then you have haflagas of lamed beis yoim. If the chadoshim are chaserim, then you have haflaga of lamed aleph yoim. When we're talking about where all the chadoshim are the same, they're either al maleim or chaserim, so we have a haflaga shov over here. What does it mean when the Gemara says that there's a dilug? The dilug is a dilug in the Yemei HaChodesh. In the Yemei HaChodesh, it looks like a dilug, because she went from Tezvav to Tezayin to Yud Zayin. But as far as the haflogas are concerned, it's a haflogah shava. Zokta Ramban, that when it comes to regular haflogas, a regular haflogah where Aisha sees today, and then she sees 20 days later, and then 20 days later, Zokta Ramban, a gewaldige chiddush, kulei alma loy pligi, that three rias are enough. Even Shmuel agrees to that. That we count the first Ria as one of the three. But that's only by a regular Vest Haflaga, where already from the first two Riyas, it's Nikeres Haflagas Vesta Meata. We already see, she had a Ria, she sees 20 days later, we see clearly that it's the Haflaga of Chaf Yoim. So when it's Nikeres Haflogasa right away in the first two Rias, then the Rishonos Min HaMinyan. However, in our Gemara, when she saw the first Ria on Tezvav L'Chodesh Zeh and Tezayin L'Chodesh Zeh, so it's not clear to us that it's the Haflaga of the Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirin. Maybe it was the Tezayin L'Chodesh that was Geirin. And maybe next month again she'll see Tez Zayin L'Chodesh. How do you know that next month she'll see on Yud Zayin B'Haflog Aslamet Beis Yoim? Maybe she'll see Tez Zayin L'Chodesh. Maybe it was the Tez Zayin L'Chodesh that was Geirim. So since it was not Nikeres Haflogasa at the time of the second Rio when she saw on Tez Zayin, so therefore, Shmuel says, Ein harishoyna min aminin, you cannot count the first one. It's only after she had the Ria Shlishis of Yud Zayin, now I see that it's the Haflaga of Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirim. But since it wasn't Nikeres Haflagasa by the Ria Shnia, we did not know at the time of the Ria of Tez Zayin that it was the Haflaga of Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirim. So therefore we cannot count the first Ria, and therefore Shmuel says we're going to need another Ria of Yud Ches. The problem with the Ramban is that why is it that when she had the Ria of Tez Zayin, do you have a Tzah that it was the Tez Zayin L'Chodesh that was Geirim, and it's not Nikeres Haflogasa, we don't know that it's the Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirim. The Ramban holds there's no such thing as a Yoim HaChodesh being Geirim. So obviously it's the Haflaga. What's the Ramban saying? So Zokta Bissu Zalman Meltzer in his Hagois on the Ramban, that the Ramban agrees that although the Yoim HaChodesh can't be Geirim, but the Merchak Hayomim from the Moilad Halavana could be Geirim. Just like the Ra'ah said that the Merchak Yomim from the Moilad could be a Geirim, could be Mashvi on Haria, the Ramban is Moida to that, and therefore the Ramban is saying that maybe when she had the Ria of Tez Zayin, who says that it was the Haflaga of Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirim, maybe it's the Merchak Hayomim from the Moilad that was Geirim. And therefore, only after she has the Ria Shlishis on Yud Zayin, which also is a Haflog of Lamed Beis Yoim, now I see that it was the Haflog as Lamed Beis Yoim that was Geirim. But since it was not Nikeres Haflogasa B'Shas the Ria Shnia of Tez Zayin, therefore, Ein HaRishoyna Min HaMinyan. So, there's many problems with the Ramban. First of all, what's the svar of the Ramban that by a regular vest hafloga, the Rishonos min aminyan? L'chaira, the lomdis of vest hafloga is that it's the seif chaf yoim that was geirim. It's the time lapse of 20 days, that's what's geirim. You only had that two times. What's the pshat that the Rishonos min aminyan? The other Rishonim hold that, and that's how it's gepaskind in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Asim and Kuf Pei Tes Siv Beis, that a vest hafloga needs a minimum of four riyas. You can't count the first riya. What's the svar of the Ramban that a vest hafloga, three riyas is enough? Also, why is it that since you needed the riya shlishis to be megala, that it was the hafloga that was geirim, so therefore you can't count the riya rishayna? Why don't you say that now it's a gloi milsav? Once you have the Riyah Shlishis, which was also a hafloga of Lamed Beis Yoyim, so now we look back at the Tezayin and we say it was the hafloga that was Geirim and not the Tezayin Yomim from the Meilid. And therefore, let's go back and count the Riyah Rishayna. Just like we had such a Svara in the Ran says that's the whole Yisoid of Rav. Why does Rav say that Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin is enough? Zokteran, because once you have the Tezayin and the Yudzayin, so now it's a Gloyi Milso that it's Yoim Tezvav LaChaydish that was Geirim. The Ran is going with either Rishonim that there's such a thing as Vesta Chaydish. And he says that once you have the Tezayin and the Yudzayin, we look back and say the Tezvav is Geirim. But you see such a concept that we could say Gloyi Milso LaMafreya and use the Shpeta Dikarias to be Megala on the first Riyah to count it as part of the three. So why wasn't the Ramban Nachis to such a Svara that the Riyah Shlishis of Yudzayin could now show us back onto the Riyah before it of Tezayin, and therefore the Rishayna should be Menaminyan? Also, I don't understand why punct over here when she had a Tezvav L'Chaydish Zeh and Tezayin L'Chaydish Zeh, over there, Zokta Ramban, maybe it was the Merchak Hayomim from the Moila that was Geirim. And therefore, it's not Nikeres Haflogasa, it's not Niker her Hafloga yet at the time of the Riyah Shniyah. Why don't you say this every time? By every Hafloga, when she sees Heila Chaydish, and then she sees, 20 days later, she sees on Chav Dalid, which is considered Hafloga of Chav, because we count the days of the Riyah. So that's Hafloga of Chav. How do you know that it was the haflog of Chav that was Geirim? Maybe it's the fact that it's Chav Dalid Yomim from the Meilad that was Geirim. Why is it only over here by a Vest HaDilug in the Yemei HaChodesh does it dawn on us the Tzad that maybe it's the Merchak Yomim from the Meilad that was Geirim? By every Vest HaFloga, maybe it was the Merchak Yomim from the Meilad that was Geirim. V'oid the Mefarshim asked that if the Ramban is already Nachis to hearing that the Merchak Yomim from the Meilad could be a Geirim, then why didn't he just learn the Sugyo like the Ra'ah? That Tezvav L'Chaydish Zeh, Tezayin L'Chaydish Zeh, and Yudzayin L'Chaydish Zeh doesn't mean the days of the calendar days of the Chaydish, but rather it means Tezvav Yomim from the Meilad, Tezayin Yomim from the Meilad, and Yudzayin Yomim from the Meilad. So Divrei HaRamban are Tzrichim Iyun. To summarize, according to the Pashup Shat in the Sugya, it's Mevur that there is such a thing as a Vest HaChodesh, and this is the Shita of Rashi, Tosfos, the Ravid, that there's such a thing as Vest HaChodesh, but a regular Vest HaFloga definitely needs four Riyas. The first Riyah does not count, because she needs to be maflig three times. It's only in our Gemara where Rav says you have a Seder of Yom Tesvav L'Chodesh Zeh, Tezayin L'Chodesh Zeh, and Yudzayin L'Chodesh Zeh. So we have a Seder in the Yemei HaChodesh of Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. Rav is medama that to a regular Vest HaChodesh of Tezvav, 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 that three Riyas is enough. And Shmuel holds, no, she has to be Mishalish B'dilug. She has to be Machzik the Dilug, so you need four Riyas here too. According to the Shita of the Ramban, the Ra'ah, and the Tosfos Rid, there's no such thing as a vest hachaydesh. It does not make sense to say shipura garim, that the kfiyas of bezdin should have an effect on the teva of the rias of the isha, and therefore the Ramban says that there's only such a thing as a vest haflaga, not a vest hachaydesh. A regular vest haflaga, says the Ramban, three rias is enough. In our Gemara, we're talking about where there was a haflaga shove. It's a regular haflaga of, all the chadoshim are the same, they're either meleim or chaserim, and we have a haflaga shove of either lamed beis yoim or lamed aleph yoim. It's just that over here, for some reason, it's not nikeres haflagosa clearly by the second ria, because maybe there was something else that was geirim the ria. It's only by the third ria that now we see that it was the haflaga. So therefore, there's a tzad to say that we cannot count the first ria. The Ramban says that since in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam makes no mention of a vest hachaydish, only a vest haflaga, it's mashma that the Rambam also is kaifer hakoil on the concept of vest hachaydish. He only holds a vest haflaga. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. What would be the din if you have a vest haflaga bedilug, not a vest hachaydish bedilug, like our Gemara is talking about, tesvav nisan tezayin iyar yud zayin sivan, but rather she had a ria, and then she has a haflaga of lamid, and then a haflaga of lamid aleph, and then haflaga of lamid beis. She saw one day. She sees 30 days later, then 31, and then 32. Is that enough to be kaveya vest, or does she also need to see a 33? Kipshutai, it's the same machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, that according to Rav, four rias will be enough, and according to Shmuel, you'll need five rias. According to Rav, she saw once, her first time in her life. She saw. She sees 30 days later. That's the second ria. Then she has a 31 and a 32. So according to Rav, she had a 30, a 31, and a 32. So she had four rias altogether. Ria number one, then a 30, a 31, and a 32. That's enough. But according to Shmuel, she has to be meshalesh in the dilug of the haflaga, so that 30 can't count, because that wasn't a dilug. That was just a haflaga of 30. Then she needs a 31, so she was medalig one day, then a 32, and then a 33. That's the pashtis, and this is what the Taz says in Yerudeo Simon Kuf Pei Tef Sivkot and Vav, and the Shach over there in Sivkot and Ches, and the Bir Hagro over there in Sivkot and Zion, that haflaga bedilug is the same type of machloikis as chaydish bedilug. In chaydish bedilug, the machloikis is three enough, or do you need four? And by haflaga bedilug, the machloikis is four and five. There is a mikar to what they're saying from the Taisus Rid that we mentioned earlier. The Taisus Rid holds like the sheet of the Ramban that there's no such thing as a vest hachaydish. So how does he learn our Gemara? He says that when the Gemara says Ruasa Yem Chamish Asar L'Chaydesh Zeh, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean L'Chaydesh Zeh. It means B'Pam Rishayna. The first time that she saw B'Haflaga was 15 days after the last Rio, or 15 days from the Tevila. Okay, so that's the second Rio already. She saw once. Now she sees 15 days later. Then she sees 16 days later, and then 17 days later. So she had four rias. Rav says it's enough, and Shmuel says no, she has to be Meshalish Bedilug. So we see clearly from the Taisus Rid that Rav and Shmuel argue by Haflaga Bedilug if four rias are enough or you need five. However, the Rashash on Taisus Dibra Maschul Itmar and the Chazanish in Yerudea Simon Pei Vav Sifkot and Aleph, they both want to say that when it comes to Haflaga Bedilug, even Rav is moida that you need five rias. And the Svara, says the Chazanish, is because The only reason why Rav holds that three rias are enough by a vest hachodesh bedilug is because there's a kesher between tesvav, teszayin, and yudzayin. Because we have the yimei hachodesh that were goyrim these three rias, and there's a seder in the yimei hachodesh. There's a kesher between tesvav, teszayin, and yudzayin. However, says the Chazon Ish, if she saw today, and then she sees 30 days later, and then 31 days later, and 32 days later, Zok the Chazon Ish, there's no kesher between the 30 and the 31 and the 32. Because the 30 was a regular haflaga. It was a haflaga shav, a regular haflaga. The 31 and the 32 are haflaga bedilug. There's no kesher between a haflaga shava and a haflaga bedilug. Only by Yemei HaChodesh, after the dilug, she saw on Tezvav, and then she had a dilug. But l'maisa nach the dilug, what was Geirim the Ria? The Yom HaChodesh of Tezayin. And the next month, after she was Medalig, Seif Kol Seif, what was Geirim the Ria was the Yudzayin. So there's a kesher between Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. There's a seder over here, Zokt Rav, that's Kaveya Vest. But there's no kesher between a regular haflog and haflog of a dilug, and therefore Rav is moida that she needs five riyas, and the Chazon Ish uses this to for the tour in Simen Kuf Peites. He has a mashmois in the tour that the tour by haflog of a dilug says that you need five riyas. And yet by Chodesh Bedilug, he brings the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Zok the Chazon Ish, because by Haflaga Bedilug, everyone's masking that you need five. Mitzad Sheni, there are those that say the Lechem V'Simlo and Simen Kuf Pei Tes of Katan Yud wants to be Medayek from the Ramban the opposite way. That when it comes to Haflaga Bedilug, everyone's Maida, even Shmuel is Maida, that it's enough with four Rias. The Chazon Ish over there in Simen Pei Vav, Sifkaton Aleph, has such a tzad also in the Ravid. It's fair to understand the Svara that the Chazon Ish is saying to explain why four Rias would be maspik even according to Shmuel. May Inyan le'inyan ba'isai Inyan. Taisus and Dibra Maschel Itmar brings Meshreim Rabbeinu Chananel a whole different shot in the case of the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. He says that the cases where she saw Tesvav Nisan, Teszayin Iyar, Yudzayin Sivan, and then again on Tesvav Tammuz, Teszayin Av, and Yudzayin Elul, and then again Tesvav Tishrei, Teszayin Marcheshvin, and Yudzayin Kislev. So now that she did it three times, says Rav, that now she's Cheshesh Mikan Ve'eloch, Tesvav L'Chodesh Zeh, Tes Zayin the next month, and Yud Zayin the next month. And Shmuel holds, no, she has to be Meshalish Bedilug. That means she needs to see in the first set, she needs to see Tesvav, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. And then in the next three is Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. And then again, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches. So now she's Keveya Aves for Dilug. So according to Rav, it's enough three times Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. According to Shmuel, she needs in the first set Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. She has to be Meshalish B'Dilug. And then the next 3 months is Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. And then the next 3 months Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. So now she's Keveya Aves that now she has to be Choshesh for Tezayin, and then Yudzayin, and then Yudches. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns the Machlokes. And Tosis is bothered that why didn't Rabbeinu Chananel just learn like the Pashup Shat, like Rashi, that she just saw one time Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. According to Rav, she's Keveya Ves now that she has to be Choshesh for Yudches. And according to Shmuel, no, she needs Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. And now, next month, she'll be Choshesh for Yudches. Why did Rabbeinu Chananel deviate from the simple Pshat, Rashi's Pshat? So the Haflah in his Chidushim to Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Hei Sif Cotton Beis, says a beautiful pshat why Rabbeinu Chananel didn't learn like Rashi, that he holds that since once she will get to the end of the Chodesh, the vest will end. As we mentioned earlier in this year, there's a Nidin in the Mefarshim, what happens at the end of the month? What happens when she gets to Chavtes or Lamed? What happens then? The Chazon Ish holds that the vest dies. Zokta Hafla, that Rabbeinu Chananel holds like that sad, that the vest ends, would end at the end of the Chodesh, and Rabbeinu Chananel holds that there's no such vest. A vest that's self-destructive, that be'etzem tivoy, it will come to an end, that's not a vest. A vest is something that has to be nimshach la'olam. But a vest that is self-destructive, once it gets to the end of the month, it ends. A vest that is not nimshach la'olam is ishkein vest. The Eshkoil in Hilchas Nida Simen Lamed Vav says a similar svara. B'naigeya, is there such a thing as a dilug l'mafreya? There's a nidin in the paiskim. What happens if, let's say, she saw Tesvav this Chodesh, and then Yud Dalid the next Chodesh, and Yud Gimel the next Chodesh? Or the same thing by Aflaga. Let's say she was Maflik 30 days, and then 29 days, and then 28, 27. So the Ravid and Bali HaNefesh are Tikkun Avesta Simen Gimel Sivav, and the Paiskim say there's such a thing as a Isha being Kaveya Vest Dilug L'Mafreya. Sai in the Vest HaChodesh, Sai in the Vest HaFloga. But the Sefer HaEshkoil holds that, no, there's no such thing as a Teva of a Vest that gets shorter and shorter till it ends. Because eventually the Vest is going to die. It's going to get shorter and shorter and will come to an end. Zokta Eshkoil, there's no such thing as a vest that's self-destructive, that will come to an end. A vest has to be something that's nimshach la'olam. And that's the beer in Rabbeinu Chananel, why he holds that there's no such thing as a vest that to be choshesh the next month for 19 and then 20 and then 21, because once you get to the end of the month, to the end, it will end. Mashenkein, according to the way Rabbeinu Chananel's learning, it will never end. Because she did three times Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. And then again, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. And then again, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. So now, she will be Chayshish in the next 3 months for Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. And then again, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin. It will never come to an end. A very geshmak ipshat in Rabbeinu Chananel. May inyin le'inyin ba'isai inyin. Toisvis and Dibra Maschel Itmar brings from the Gemara in Baba Kamala Mitzayin that says that the same way Rav and Shmuel argue by Vestis, the same machloikus applies by muados of Ashar. Let's say Ashar was negeach in one chaydish on Tezvav, and then it was negeach in the next chaydish on Tezayin, and then it was negeach in the next chaydish on Yud Zayin. According to Rav, so now the Ashar was kaveya a muados for chadoshim ledilug. So now if it gores in the next month on Yud Ches, it's going to have a din of a mu'ud. According to Shmuel, no. It has to be Meshalish B'dilug, and then the next month, if it gores on Yud Tes, it has a din of a mu'ud. So Frek Taisvis said, if the Machloikis is Negeya by Negichis as well, so how could the Gemara say over there, at the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph, Tanu Rabbonon, Ro Shor Nogach, Shor Loi Nogach, Shor nogach, shor loy nogach, shor nogach, shor loy nogach, nasem mu'ud l'seirugin l'shvarim. If it saw a shor and it gored, then it saw a shor and didn't gore. Then it saw a shor and it gored, then it saw a shor and didn't gore. Then it saw a shor and it gored, saw a shor and didn't gore. It becomes a mu'ud for seirugin l'shvarim. It becomes a mu'ud for every second shor. So you see that you count the first time. It gored 1, 3, and 5, and now you say it's already a mu'ud for 7. Why? According to Shmuel, you should need 7 also in order for it to become a mu'ud. Number 1 shouldn't count, since it's every second one. So it should need to do every second one 3 times. So you have number 1, then it should need 3, 5, and 7 to become a mu'ud. So why does it say that from 1, 3, and 5 alone, it's already a mu'ud? So Taisis says, V'yesh l'chalik v'en seirugin d'yomim l'seirugin d'shvarim. There's a chilik between skipping days and skipping Shvarim. That although when it comes to skipping days, Shmuel holds that the first day doesn't count, you would need days 3, 5, and 7 to be Kaveya the Muadus. But yet when it comes to Seirugin de Shvarim, number 1 does count. And the Shaila is, what's the beer in Taisus? What's Taka the Chilik? Based on Rab Ruvain in Baba Kama, Simon Tes Zayin, and it has a Shairish over here in the Rishonim, in the Ran and the Rashba, we can say like this. There's a basic Chilik between a Haflaga and Seirugin de Shvarim. By a Haflaga of an Isha, the Mashal, we say that it's the Seif Chaf that's Goyrim Haria. There's a buildup of Dam, and once it reaches Chaf Yaim, that's what's Goyrim the Ria. It's the Seif Chaf that's Goyrim the Ria. So therefore, by Haflaga, most Rishonim say that you need 4 Rias, because the first Ria is just a Hechit Timtza, and then it's the Seif Chaf, and then another Seif Chaf, and another Seif Chaf that's Goyrim. The same thing is by Seirugin de Yomim, by a Muados, where the animal gored on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Zok Shmuel, it's not going to be a Muad until it gores again on Shabbos. Because by Seirugin de Yomim, also, we fartaych that it's the Seif Beis Yomim that's Goyrim the animal to gore. So you need a Seif Beis Yomim to come 3 times. So the Sunday doesn't count. It's the Tuesday is Seif Beis Yomim that caused 1 goring. And then Thursday is Seif Beis Yomim that caused the 2nd goring. And then Shabbos is the Seif another Beis Yomim that caused another goring. And now we have a Muados for Seirugin de Yomim. Masha'enkin by Seirugin de Shvarim, it's not the pshat that the e-negicha of Shar number 2 is what caused it to gore Shar number 3. Over there, the way we fartaych, what's going on is that this animal that gored 3 times, he gored number 1, number 3, number 5, this animal has a teva to be a nagchen. He was machzik that he's a nagchen, just that he has an additional teva that once he gores, once he doesn't gore the next one. But when he gores Shar number 3, it's not the pshat that it's the break that caused him to gore Shar number 3. The reason why he gored Shar number 3 is because he's a nagchen, just that he has an additional teva that once he gores, then he takes a break. So therefore, even Shmuel is maide zaktaisvis that 1, 3, and 5 is enough. Because it's not the Seif Beis Shvarim that's Goyrim, but rather he has a teva to be a Nagchen, just once he gores, he takes a break. Based on this Yisoid, that there's such a thing as the Muados, the Seirugin de Shvarim, Zok de Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, Artikun Avesta, Simen Gimel, Sivdalet and Chav Gimel, that there's also such a thing as Seirugin by Anida. For example, let's say a woman saw on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then Sivan, and then Av, and she skipped Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Tammuz. What would be the din according to Shmuel? Does she also have to see in Tishrei? Zok deraivit, no. The pshat over here in her Rias is that Rosh Chodesh is a Goyrim. She saw on 3 Rosh Chodesh, and we say Rosh Chodesh is a Goyrim. Just that she has an additional Teva, that once she sees 1 Rosh Chodesh, then she takes a break, and she doesn't see the next Rosh Chodesh. But when she sees on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's not the pshat that it's the Seif Beis Chodeshim that was Goyrim. Similar to a Haflaga that we say, it's the Seif Lamed Yoim that was Goyrim. No, over here we say that when she saw her 2nd time on Reish Chodesh Sivan, we say Reish Chodesh is the Goyrim. When she sees Reish Chodesh Av, we say Reish Chodesh was the Goyrim. 3 times Reish Chodesh was the Goyrim. Just she has an additional Teva that once she sees on Reish Chodesh, she doesn't see again. And so too, that's the Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Amad Aleph, that says that if a woman sees on 1 day in the week, let's say she sees on Sunday, and then she sees 3 weeks later on Sunday, and then again 3 weeks later on Sunday, she's Keveya Vest HaShavua. even though she only saw two times on Sunday, L'soif Gimel Shavuos, but over there also, the pshat is that we say that Sunday is a Geirin. Just that once she sees on one Sunday, then she takes a break. She doesn't see the next two Sundays. And then the third Sunday, she sees again. Then she takes a break of two Sundays. And then the third Sunday, she sees again. That's not like a Vest Haflaga. It's not the pshat that it's the Soif Gimel Shavuos that's Geirin. Sunday's a Geirin. Just, there's an additional Teva that she has that once she sees on a Sunday, then she takes a break of two Sundays. And therefore, there's such a thing, the Paiskim say, the Shach in Simin Kuf Pei Tes, if Katan Yodalit and others, that even according to Shmuel, there's such a thing as Isha bin Kaveya Avest HaShavua L'Seirugin to see every 3 weeks, and three times is enough to be kaveya this vest. However, it is kedai to point out that Rashi in Baba Kamo, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and Dibur HaMaschul Shmuel says that this, that the Brisa says at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that by Shor Nogach, Shor Loi Nogach, Shor Nogach, Shor Loi Nogach, Shor Nogach, Shor Loi Nogach, is Nasamud L'Seirugin L'Shvarim, Zokt Rashi, that according to Shmuel Shita, that holds that you need a fourth negicha by dilug, hu hadin by seirugin deshvarim, according to Shmuel, the braisa means, nasamud l'seirugin deshvarim, if he'll gore a seventh animal, then he'll become a mood. Itaka doesn't mean that it's a mood just from 1, 3, and 5. According to Shmuel, you're gonna need 1, 3, 5, and 7. So you see that Rashi does not differentiate between seirug and dilug. So according to Rashi, hu adin by, when it comes to an isha, when it comes to Rias of Anida, if she would see Reish Chodesh, Nisan, Sivan, and then Av, according to Rashi, that would be Shonui b'machloikis Rav and Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, she would also need an additional Ria of Tammuz. Rashi holds Sirug and Dilug is the same thing. And we say, l'chayr, according to Rashi, we fartaych, that it's the soif beiz chadoshim that's geirim. It's no different than dilug. And according to Shmuel, you're gonna need four. And this is what the Prisha holds in Simon Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Katan Tes Vav, and the Taz over there in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. But as we mentioned, the Ravid holds that by Sirug, everyone holds that it's enough with three Rias, and many Paiskim hold like that lahalacha, as we mentioned, the Shach in Sifkaten Yudalid, Sifkaten Chav Beis, the Bach in Sifkaten Yud Aleph, and the Gron in Sifkaten Yud Ches, they hold that by Sirug, Shmuel is Moida, that three is enough. L'chayr, according to Rashi, you're gonna have to say that the Gemara on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, which talks about seeing on a Sunday, and then again on a Sunday, and then again on a Sunday, which the Paiskim say doesn't mean 1 week apart, because Einisha Kaivas Loves Bimezi Vosso, 1 week apart would be day 8. That's in the Bimezi Vosso. It has to mean at least 3 weeks apart. And it says that it's a vest, but she only saw one Sunday, then again on a Sunday 3 weeks later, again on a Sunday 3 weeks later. That's a vest Hasiruk. So according to Rashi, anyway, that's not a vest. L'chayr will have to say, according to Rashi, that Gemara is going according to Rav, but in a Chanami, according to Shmuel, you'll need an additional Sunday. L'halacha, in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sivav, the Mechaber says that if she sees three times, Be'echad B'Shabbos, which the Shach over there explains, means 3 weeks apart, she is Kaveh Avest, and yet, in Siv Zayin, he brings the Machloikis by Avest HaDiluk, by a Chaydesh, Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, he brings 2 days. It's mashma that when it comes to Avesta Shavua, three times, kulei amalei pligi, that three times is enough, like the shita of the Ravid. Next inyan, the Gemara at the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph brings a raya to what Rav Papa says, that even if Aisha was keveya aves two times, one time is enough to be oikarit. What's the raya? Tanya kavosei Rav Papa. Hoysu lemudo li Yisraya yoyim esrim. Rashi on Amud Beis at the top learns that we're talking about the Yom HaChodesh over here. And she was Lemuda to see on Yom Esrim LaChodesh, Vishinso LeYom Shloishim, and then she changed to Yom Shloishim. So that means she didn't see on Esrim Lachodesh. She saw on Yom Shloshim, so she already missed Esrim once. Zeva Zasurin, they're both Aser. Yom Esrim is Aser because that was her Vest Kavua, she was only Oiker it once. And Yom Shloshim is Aser because, like Rashi explained on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that Kashema Me Achshav Tikva Vest, maybe now she's going to be Kaveh Vest for Yom Shloshim. Higia Yom Esrim V'leiroa. So now it comes again, Yom Esrim L'chodesh, and she didn't see. So this is already the second time that she didn't see on Esrim. Mutaris L'shamesh Ad Yom Shloshim. V'cheshesh L'yom Shloshim. Because she saw Shloshim once, so she has to be cheshesh. Higia Yom Shloshim V'roaso. So this is the second time she saw on Shloshim. Higia Yom Esrim V'leiroaso. Then comes day 20, and she didn't see. So this is already the third time that she didn't see on Yom Esrim. Vigia Yom Shloshim v'lei Rasa, but then she didn't see on Yom Shloshim. Vigia Yom Esrim v'Rasa, then it comes day 20 and she does see. Hutar Yom Shloshim v'Nesar Yom Esrim v'pnei Sha'irach v'zmanoi bo. So the Yom Shloshim, you see his Nekar, because there was one time that she didn't see on Yom Shloshim. So that's already Oiker the Yom Shloshim, so you see Araya to Rav Papa, that one time is Oiker two times. But you see another Chiddush in this Braisa, that even though she already didn't see on Yom Esrim three times, but once she sees again on Yom Esrim, we say that the vest comes back, and we say Oirach Bizmanoi Ba, and the vest Kavua is back in its place. The Ramban is not happy learning that this Braisa is talking about the Vest HaChodesh. He says, Midiktoni Hai Lishna, Shma Mino De Vest HaFlogahu, Tachkova Michof Lechof. It says, the Lushan is Mashma that we're talking about the Vest HaFlogah. The Lechem V'Simla, in Simon Kuf Pei Tess, of Kotten Chof Tess, is Masber, that since the Braisa did not chap on to a day that you have in Rav Chodshei Hashana, Ze Achar Ze, it said Yom Shloshim, that B'derach Klal, you don't have a few months one after the other that have a Yom Shloshim. So Vaistois, we're talking about a Vest HaFloga here, and not a Vest HaChodesh. So, according to the Ramban, how do you learn the Braisa? The Braisa says, Hoysa Lamud Oli Yisroya Yom Esrim. She used to see on a haflaga of 20. She always saw 20 days one after the other. V'shinsa liyom shloshim, then she changed to see with a haflaga of 30 days. Zeva zasurin. So then she has to be chayshish for haflagas chaf and haflagas lamed. From when? From the nuria of lamed. We hold, like Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, on daf lamed tesamid beis, that we count from the yom Horiyah and not from the minyan Horoi. We don't count from the day that she was supposed to see. We're not going to count the chaf from the chaf that she was supposed to see. No. She's from the Ria of Lamed. She's Cheshish now, Sai, 20 days later because of her Ves Kavua and 30 days later. Higia Yemesim, when it comes 20 days after the Lamed, V'loi Ro'asa, Muteres L'Shamesh Ad Yem Shloshim, V'Cheshashas L'Yem Shloshim. Higia Yem Shloshim V'Ro'asa, now the second time 30 came and she saw. Higia Yemesim V'loi Ro'asa, now day 20 from that Rio came and she didn't see. V'Higia Yem Shloshim V'loi Ro'asa. And then the third 30 days, the third time 30 comes and she didn't see. V'gia yoim esrim v'ro'aso. And then day 20 came and she saw. Hutar yoim shloshim v'nesa yoim esrim v'nei sha'irach b'zmanoi bo. The problem is, the Ramban is bothered. What does it mean when it says that she didn't see on day 30? On the third day 30 she didn't see. V'gia yoim esrim v'ro'aso. And then day 20 came and she saw. What do you mean day 20? Day 20 from what? The last time she saw was by that second 30. Now she didn't see 30. Now she sees 20. That's 50 days later. What is that? That's a haflaga of chaf. What does it mean? Bishlam, according to Rashi, and the Ravid also learns like Rashi, that we're talking about Yumeach Chodesh, so it's good. Day 30 in the Chodesh came, she didn't see. And then the next Esther Lachodesh came and she saw. But according to the Ramban, that we're talking about Haflaga, so once the third 30 came and she didn't see, what does it mean? Higia Yom Esrim Vera, so it's not Esrim. So the Ramban says, a Gvaldige Chodesh, that even though we don't count from the Minyan Horoi, we count, like Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua says on the Amid Tesa Midbeis, we count from the last Riya. But what happens if, let's say, from her last Riya, she saw 40 days later. She saw 40 days later. So 40 is a multiple of 20. So then we say the pshat is that even though she skipped over 20, she skipped over 30 also, when she sees on day 40 means 40 from the last Rio, which according to the Minyan Horoi, had she seen on 20, this is the next 20. So even though she didn't see on that 20, but when she sees with a multiple of 20, we say, oh, she's seeing today because this is 20 days after 20, which was 20 days after her last Rio. She just skipped once. So Rav Huna Ben Rav Yeshua is moida that there's a concept of minin horoi, that if she sees with a multiple of 20, we will say that it's chazer aveslim kaima, yagval de gechidish of the Ramban. But lefi the Ramban, l'shi tasai, there's no gemara over here in this braisa, there's no mikar to vesta chidish, as we mentioned earlier, as we mentioned in the first chelik of the shir. On Daf Samach Dalid, that the Ramban is Kofer HaKoil on the concept of Vesta Chodesh. The Gemara at the top of the Amud, he learns, means that there was a Haflaga Shava of Lamed Beis or Lamed Aleph, because we're talking about that all the Chadoshim were Malayim or Chaserim, so it's a Haflaga Shava, as we mentioned in the first Chelik of the Shir. And over here at the bottom of the Amid, he's learning this Braisa, that it also means Haflaga, and Legabi the Gemara on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, that Tosis brings in Dibra Maschel Itmar, that talks about where she saw on Reish Chodesh, and then the next month, she saw on Chof Hei, and also on Reish Chodesh, that we say it's Domim Yaseirim Di Tosfuba. The Ramban at the end of Benois Kusim learns that Gemara as well, that it's dealing with a Vest Haflaga, meaning it's also talking about Chadoshim that are Al Malayim or Chaserim, and we're dealing where the Haflaga is Shava. We're not dealing with Vest HaChodesh, Ayin Sham.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.